Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Don't live a life burdened down with anxiety. It's not up to you. It's not all on you. I never meant for you to carry these burdens. You're connected to me. Your burdens are my burdens. And I have all the strength in the universe. And I love you. And I'm willing to carry those burdens so that you can let them go and trust. You know, the scripture that we spent 3 Sundays talking about in Isaiah. I will keep him in perfect peace. I can remember the King James better than anything. Of course, we sing the chorus. That helps. I will keep him in perfect peace. Whose what? Mind is stayed on thee. That's where we don't do so good. We'll think about him, and then we'll go on and carry the burdens and struggle with them and strive with them. And then, oh yeah, I'm supposed to take it to the Lord. And then we walk away and carry it with us. That's kind of how we live. And it takes a conscious choice being made in the day-to-day life for us to remember these simple truths, these promises of God, that he longs for us to just in the moment, always when we feel that pressure upon our soul, it's not that we'll never feel it, we will. We'll experience real trauma, real challenges. Some of them are time-consuming. Some of them take time. But even in that, God wants us to be able to say, Lord, I'm handing this off to you, and I'm done trying to worry about it. I'm done trying to fix it. I'm done trying to do anything. I can't, Lord, but you can. And I am trusting in you. And I'm going to go on to the next thing and not carry that burden. As far as I'm concerned, it's in your hands. You're taking care of it. It's not easy, is it? And none of us does that very well. We've all got so much room to improve. But I believe with all my heart, God brought this back to me in my experience when I was young. I know that there is that place in God. I wish I could say I lived there. But somehow, Lord's helped me, to bring it back to my mind and help me to be able to have a peace even watching what's going on in society, as crazy as it is. The devil is being allowed to unfold a whole lot of things, and God's letting him do it. But we have his promise that he's going to be with us to the end. We don't have to be afraid of the things that the world is afraid of. And no matter what happens, look at what Jesus went through. He had a peace that enabled him when that was what was called for, was to lay his life down. He did it willingly, peacefully, with joy, without recrimination against his enemies. Man, you got to have something beyond human energy and human strength to do that. We're going to have God. But that's his promise. Oh, there's so much he longs for us to actually possess. Now, bear in mind, Paul is, well, there's a couple of things that are in the context here. I think I'll go down a little bit. Because Paul talked about learning some things. He mentions the fact that they had sent him a gift, but that wasn't what he was writing about. He wasn't after that. He was glad they'd done it because it was good for them. But down in middle of verse 11 says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance. Now think about what he's saying there. The first time he had difficult circumstances, let's say he didn't have enough to eat, or things were really difficult in a very natural sense, don't you think that upset him and that concerned him, and that somehow that would grab his attention, and that his attention would be shifted to, what am I going to do? What am I going to eat? You don't think he would have had those thoughts? Of course he did. And, you know, the other side of it, where he had plenty, and he had to come to recognize the danger of having so much that you get comfortable and complacent And all of a sudden you're not focused and the Lord really can't do much. But what did he say? I've learned. Learn tells me that he didn't always get it right, but he learned to make choices, and he came to a place where he says down, well, he says, I've learned to be content. Content with such varying circumstances is not a natural human reaction. But by making the right choice in each circumstance and looking to God and saying, God, I'm committing this circumstance into your hands. I'm trusting you in it. Then I'm going to receive a strength that I don't have, and it's going to carry me through, and I'm going to experience your faithfulness, and I'm going to learn something. I'm going to replace a bad habit of anxiety about stuff with a different kind of attitude that just doesn't get thrown every time something happens that I don't like. And we do it. Every one of us has a different personality, but we're built out of the same stuff. And what bothers you doesn't necessarily bother somebody else, but vice versa. Every one of us got stuff that's so easy for the devil to push our button, and next thing you know, we feel this unsettled, angry, anxious, resentful. Oh my God. And you think about what he says as he goes on about what he learned. He says, I understand, you know, what it's like to not have a lot or to have a little. But down in verse 13, he says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. He learned that when the thing that came upon him that not naturally would have caused him to be overcome with anxiety, he learned it by letting that go and saying, God, I'm trusting you. He learned that there was strength and that he could do stuff that he didn't think he could do. And you know, the biggest thing is life is going to throw things at us that will, if we allow them, consume us. And there'll be things that the Lord could put in our path to do. We're not free to do them because this is what's got our attention. We are so bogged down that we can't even move forward, can't even recognize what's going on. How many want to be free? Yeah. We got things to learn, but you know, we've got an awesome teacher who is loving and patient. And that's why he puts things like this in here and like what we read in Isaiah. But think about also the earlier context of in chapter 3 where Paul talks about the fact that I haven't arrived. But think about what he said when he talked about leaving the past in the past, forgetting those things that are behind. See, there's awesome, awful burdens that many of you here are carrying. Emotional wounds, things that have happened to you, personal failure. I know we've talked about this so much, but it's real, folks. I see it. I see it played out over and over and over again in lives. We are not free from our past. How can we move forward dragging all that mess? And the Lord has made provision where you and I can hand off everything. He can heal every wound. He can give you a forgiving spirit if that's what's needed. Even when you don't have the power to do it, if we're willing, he can take that burden of conflict between you and somebody else. Wounds that have happened to you, your own failures. That's a biggie. How do we escape that? Does God want us to carry that burden and just go along and fix it ourselves? I can't. I have one place I can take it, and it's the cross. That's why he went there. That's why he went there with such joy, because he saw what he was going to be able to do for you and you and you and me. And we can bring out that burden of personal failure to the Lord and be completely free as if it had never happened. But we learn from it. But I'll tell you, you know, there's a scripture that we've read in this context many times talking about this subject. And I'm not going to go and turn over there, but it's in Colossians 3 when it talks about let the peace of God rule in your hearts, I think is the way it puts it. It's in the context of our relationships one with another. Let God's peace rule. Don't allow conflict to arise. Let's let His peace dictate the relationships that we have and their character. But I remember hearing people preach about this over the years. And it's almost like the sense of the Greek there is, let the peace of God be the umpire. You know, in baseball, you've got an umpire to call balls and strikes. And he's the one who, you know, gets the last word, presumably. But you know, we need an umpire in life. You know, many times we are gauging our spiritual lives by things that we have imagined. We can look at our performance in an external way and just be like the Pharisees and think we're just great and don't realize that we have problems in here. My standing, my spiritual success as a Christian is not based upon the stuff I do. I could be here, I could play the piano, I could get up in the morning and read my scriptures and still have a major problem in here. We need something other than what we think. And I'll tell you, we need the peace of God. If there's something other than this peace that is the dominant characteristic of your heart right now and mine, is that coming from the Lord? Is that what He wants? See, that's a pretty good indicator. And I'm not talking about some emotion that, you know, makes icicles run up and down our spine. I'm not talking about that kind of a thing. That's the problem. We gauge our spiritual health by our feelings. And many times the Lord will let you go through a place where you can't feel a thing. And that's because He doesn't want us to live by feelings, but by faith. We know that. But you know, there can be a peace that even reigns, even when we don't have the emotions that we would like to have. We may not feel, oh God, I feel the billows of Your love rolling over me. I'm just in a state of euphoria here. This is great. That's not the average Christian life. You may experience that sometime in your life, but that's not what we go for. We don't come in here and try to work that up. We need a confidence. We need a conviction in the depths of our souls that will carry us through those times. But I'll tell you, there's one thing that we can look to. God will give us a peace when we make the choice to say, God, I trust You. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusteth in You. And it's the will, trust is a willingness to hand off the burden and realize it's not my burden anymore.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.